Ever get that sinking feeling? You know, when your tech decides to completely go haywire and you're stuck on hold with IT support again.
Yeah, I've been there.
Makes you wonder if switching IT support is even worth the hassle, you know?
Right.
Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. How to make sure that if you decide to make that leap, it's smooth sailing, no tech nightmares allowed.
Music to my ears.
And to help guide us, we're taking cues from Network Titan. They've got this awesome guide to a seamless IT transition. I think of it as our roadmap for this whole thing.
Love it. Smart move.
Great.
Because just like any big decision, preparation is key. And honestly, so many businesses go through so much unnecessary pain just because they skipped that whole crucial planning stage.
It's so true. It's like choosing a doctor, right? You don't just pick a random name out of hat. You got to do your research.
Absolutely.
And that's where Network Titan's emphasis on like really evaluating your current provider really resonated with me.
Yeah.
Before you even think about switching, you got to take stock. What's working? What's not? Does your current setup actually meet your needs?
Totally. It's all about understanding that starting point. And a huge part of that is actually scrutinizing that contract you're currently bound to, especially those often overlooked parts like service level agreements.
Ah, yes, SLAs.
SLAs.
For those of us who don't speak fluent IT, could you break it down? What are those exactly, and why do they even matter?
Absolutely. So SLAs, they basically outlined exactly what your IT provider is actually responsible for. Think guaranteed response times. If, God forbid something breaks, how often they're going to proactively check your systems. Even things like data security protocols. Having those crystal clear agreements on these points that can make or break your whole experience. Don't be afraid to get into the nitty-gritty there.
You know, I've learned that the hard way. And something else I've realized is you got to think beyond just the, basic response times. Think about including SLAs for stuff like proactive maintenance, maybe even regular security updates.
Right.
It's something that most businesses don't even think about until it's too late. But okay, so you've got a handle on where you stand, what's next.
Right.
Network Titan, they suggest forming a whole transition team. And I love this idea because it really highlights that this isn't just an IT department issue.
Oh, absolutely not. This is an everyone issue. You need key stakeholders from, across your entire organization to make sure this transition goes smoothly.
Speaking of knowing what you have, let's talk about actually moving. That's where data transfer comes in.
Yeah.
And that can be a real headache if it's not done right.
It really can. It's like packing up your house and then getting to your new place, and you realize, whoops, left all the photo albums,
Oh no.
data backup, and the transfer of it. Paramount. So important.
That is the kind of mistake you do not want to make. And actually, while we're on the topic of, potentially overlooking things, Network Titan also mentions taking a thorough inventory of all your existing assets.
Yes.
Because, newsflash, you can't move what you don't know you have.
Very true. It's like you open a storage closet and it's like, oh, surprise, I had this piece of
All
equipment.
right.
More common than you think.
Yeah.
I once helped a client and they found an old server in a storage closet, still running Windows 95. You never know.
Oh my gosh.
But once you've got a handle on what you have,
Yeah.
then it's all about that actual handoff to your shiny new provider.
Right. And it's not just plugging in new cables and calling it a day. Network Titan talks about this knowledge transfer, which I think really emphasizes the whole human element here. You want those new IT folks to, hit the ground running, not be stumbling around in the dark.
Absolutely. And that's where ongoing monitoring and support is so essential. A good MSP, they'll be right there with you. Not just after that contract is signed, but every step of the way. There should be an extension of your team, really.
Speaking of the contract, something else that stood out to me from their guide was the focus on establishing those feedback loops and having regular reviews.
Yeah.
Because it's great to have all those SLAs in place, but are they actually being met?
Exactly. That's where that really detailed agreement that you spent so much time on, that's where it proves its worth. Regularly reviewing, assessing the performance against those agreed upon standards. Essential.
You know, I know what some of our listeners might be thinking right now because it's the question that always pops into my mind too. What about security during all of this?
Ah, yes. Security, Network Titan, they're all over secure data transfer, of course. But it goes even further, especially if you're dealing with, say, healthcare or you're handling any sensitive data. You've got to be thinking about compliance. And one big one that comes to mind is GDPR.
Right, GDPR. For those who maybe aren't familiar, that's the European Union's data privacy law. And here's why it matters to you, even if you're not based in Europe, okay? If you handle any data from EU citizens, you have to comply. It's a big deal for data security, and it has implications for how you transfer and store information.
Big time.
So to kind of sum it all up, it seems like achieving this elusive, smooth IT transition as possible.
It is.
But it takes planning, it takes open communication, and most importantly, it takes choosing the right partner.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And, you know, here's a final thought I'll leave you with. In this increasingly digital world that we live in, where businesses, they live and breathe technology, can you really afford not to be this prepared?
That's a powerful question. If you want to dive even deeper into Network Titan's guide, we'll drop a link in our show notes. But the principles we talked about today, they apply no matter what.
Exactly.
Until next time. Stay curious.
Stay curious.